This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the Morning Run with Phil and Xiaoning. Right now, let's talk about inflation, because last week the government announced the forming of a special task force on jihad against inflation to formulate strategies to tackle rising prices of goods. Now, this five-member committee will be chaired by Communications and Multimedia Minister Tan Sri Anwar Musa.
And its members are made up of all men, age between 49 and 71 years, and they are our Finance Minister, Minister of Agriculture and Food Industries, Minister of Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs, Minister in the Prime Minister's Department for Economy, and Chief Secretary to the Government. So far, the task force has called for all retailers and shopping malls to hold cheap sales campaigns to help consumers manage their expenditure. But what are the effective solutions to fight inflation, and what are some of the policy decisions that can effectively help Malaysians weather the sharp rise in the cost of living?
For some answers, we speak to Dr. Shankaran Nambiar, Head of Research at Malaysian Institute of Economic Research. Dr. Nambiar, good morning to you. The official inflation rate of 2.8% does not truly seem to reflect the reality on the ground. Why is that so?
Yeah, well, obviously it doesn't reflect the reality on the ground. If it did reflect the reality, I don't see why you'd need to have a jihad or anything of that sort. But this has been a long-standing problem. I think 2 years back, 3 years back, during the PH era, there were concerns that the actual rates of inflation, as they were felt by people, were not adequately reflected in the CPI, and therefore the actual state of the cost of living did not come across clearly. And I think we are going through very much the same thing right now. It's a huge question. I mean, what kinds of products are selected in the basket, how they are measured, which items are controlled and not controlled, and so on and so forth. And therefore, you see a rather muted rate of inflation, which does not reflect reality.
Now, the US and the European economies are facing consumer inflation above 7 to 9%, while Singapore even reached 3.6% in May. So is inflation something beyond the control of governments? I mean, what are the key causes of it?
Part of it, I think, is perhaps beyond the control of the government, or really emanates from external forces, and that is a bit of a challenge. For instance, the Russia-Ukraine tensions, the resulting blockages in sea passageways, and so on and so forth. I think that that's a pretty tough challenge for the government to handle. But I think some of it is perhaps self-inflicted. It's a rather a blunt way of putting it, but I think because of some amount of callousness, we haven't, for instance, looked at food security. We've had big imports of food items for a long time, haven't really bothered about it. Agriculture has been systematically scaled down over the last 20 years. And I suppose we're now seeing or suffering the ill effects of some of these policy decisions.
Economists are expecting Malaysia's central bank to raise interest rates by 25 basis points on Wednesday. Traditionally, the tool of raising interest rates has been used to combat inflation. But, Doc, what would that still be an effective tool?
I don't know to what extent it would combat inflation. Raising interest rates would combat inflation if it was because everyone was getting very rich, everyone was buying lots of things, and there was no way to control that rampage for goods and services. And if people were flooding markets and buying malls and buying lots of things. But I don't think we see that kind of a phenomenon here. So in the Malaysian case, I don't think it's so much because demand is beyond control and you need to put it under cap. I think here it's because you want to make imports a little bit more affordable. With a weak ringgit, everything will cost so much more. So I think the raising the interest rate would help increase the value of the ringgit, making imports cheaper. But then it cuts two ways. when interest rates do go up, people are going to find it more difficult to pay their loans, etc. Businesses are going to find it a little bit more difficult to buy machines, equipment, etc. So I hope that on balance, raising the interest rate is a wise decision.
Now, so far what we know is that the Special Task Force on Jihad Against Inflation has now encouraged businesses to have more sales campaigns to reduce rising prices. I mean, is that effective? Are there any other short-term measures that they should consider?
I think having a term such as jihad against inflation has a nice ring to it. It demonstrates a great deal of zeal and wanting to go forward and wage war, et cetera, et cetera. But I think you really need to have your feet on the ground, and you need to look at the kinds of short-term measures that you need to put in place. And for instance, Amir Ali of Maidin Supermarket, he's come out with some very interesting solutions, which I think are good short-term, maybe even good medium-term solutions. He says, look at the supply chain. Make sure that you increase supply rather than introduce all kinds of measures that probably won't work very well. And so some of these short-term measures could be things like ensuring, for instance, that the restrictions as far as halal certification are removed, that it's made easier to import chicken from other countries. That's perhaps one solution. There are a number of licenses that these farmers have to acquire before they can get into the business. And I suppose that there should be some easing of the ways in which one can get into businesses of this sort and reducing the cost of doing business. I also understand that transportation costs are pretty high. So perhaps you need some kinds of solutions to overcome that constraint too.
Then looking at the big picture, is there a medium-term solution to tackle the rising levels of inflation to avoid a repeat of the issues we are facing now?
I think this is as good a time as any to look more seriously at the agriculture sector, trying to boost production of agricultural goods. These kinds of vegetables, etc., they don't take as long as it takes to grow a durian tree and to reap the harvest. So surely something can be done in terms of modernizing agriculture, improving output, also strengthening the role of middlemen, ensuring that they are able to increase the supply of chicken. And I don't know what can be done. People talk about monopolies in this business, so-called cartels. And if something can be done about it, that would be good. But I don't know if under the circumstances, given the pressures at this moment, trying to address that particular problem could be counterproductive. So I would think you need to look on the ground, see what the constraints are, and arrive at the right kind of policy decisions. I think up to this point that there's too much policy making that is done from textbooks by looking at 50,000 feet above the ground level.
Now, Dr. Nambiar, there was a U-turn on the price ceiling of chicken and eggs. So should Malaysia continue to implement these price ceilings and subsidy programs? Do they actually then destroy the balance between supply and demand?
I think the U-turn was not a good thing at all. It's very indicative of the fact that government doesn't have a clear sense of policy, that they're kind of groping along. But perhaps I think that was a blessing in disguise. Floating the price of chicken at this point would have been fairly disastrous. It would be good to have to remove subsidies. They are distortionary. But I think this is definitely the wrong time to undertake any such major policy change. I think at this particular point, you do need subsidies because it's a question that it's a very emotive kind of question. It could result in unrest, etc. It's a very sensitive kind of topic, and wages are not going up. people are going to be very badly affected. So this is probably not the right time to remove subsidies. But I think that there has to be a time horizon over which you should look at removing subsidies. At this point, the finance minister has said that something like 77 billion, if I remember him correctly, is given out as subsidies, probably might go up to 80 billion. However, it raises the other question of how we're going to finance it, our very narrow fiscal space and these other associated problems. But yes, at this moment, at this juncture, yes, subsidies, I think, are essential.
That was Dr. Shankaran Nambiar, Head of Research at Malaysian Institute of Economic Research, trying to paint a comprehensive picture of the challenges we face in combating inflation. I think it's quite clear in the midterm that we know we kind of have to get our food security in place, getting agriculture policy right. But in the short term, right, that's the conundrum here, because we all don't agree with the need to have these price ceiling for caps, that we should focus on supply chain. But if you remove that, you need to make the supply chain work. It is an interconnected issue. And perhaps that's why the government is in such a conundrum to remove price ceilings, because they're not sure whether the supply chain can be sorted out in time to make that work.
And also because there are households that really depend on chicken and eggs as their only source of affordable protein, right? So if it suddenly is allowed to be at market prices, then what do these households do? I mean, what alternatives do they have? Because we haven't even then shifted to perhaps targeted subsidies for them or having cash handouts for them to compensate for this removal of the ceiling prices. So it's not a one-size-fits-all solution, but definitely clear thought and processes must be given to eventually come to some form of solution.
Most definitely. We're going to head into the news now, but after that, The Breakfast Grill, where Wong Xiaoning speaks to Dr. Goh Kah Chun, Group Managing Director of MCE Holdings. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.